El quien no sabe de rumba, no sabe lo que se pierde. Mi nombre es Anthony Persaud, y esto es Adicto a Salsa. A toda mi gente latina que me escucha, pues, saludos. But that doesn't mean we're going to be doing the rest of the episode in Spanish, because I know most of you don't really understand Spanish. So, but if you ever wondered, actually, English is my second language. So that's why you might or might not notice the small little chipmunk accent that I might have, a little high-pitched voice. But at least you know now what my Spanish-speaking, more natural voice sounds like. Now, before we move on to today's episode, some of you might have already known this, but of course, most of you don't. One of the reasons I kind of been slow updating the website is because I went to practice maybe a couple weeks ago, and I actually injured one of my fingers. Actually, my entire right hand has kind of been not to its specifications, if we say it that way. I actually ended up going to the doctor this past week. Yeah, I don't like doctors that much, so I actually gave in. And it ends up being that I actually had something called an avulsion fracture on my fingers. So how did I cause it? I know you guys are going to ask, so I might as well put it out here. I was actually, you know, using my two fingers to actually spin a girl and doing a triple spin. And while the girl was spinning, she ended up, I don't know what happened. She actually just squeezed my fingers, right? And by squeezing my fingers and, of course, spinning at those high speeds, things are probably going to pop off out of place. So that's usually what happened. And, yeah. So I'm still trying to recover, but, not a lot of typing going on, especially, in the website either. Now, because my hand is not very good at typing, nowadays, I'm actually going to basically just instead of typing out an article, I'm actually just going to talk about it right now because I think it's easier for me to ramble on about a specific topic than actually end up correcting my spelling mistakes, especially when they're in English. So the main thing I want to talk to you about today is basically music. Well, like always, it's music. But usually there's going to be some times when you actually go to the club and you're going to listen to this song that you really, really like. You don't know what it is, so you just finish dancing to it, and you're like, oh, man, that was a really, really good song. So, you know, it's all good. You're going to be like, okay, I need to figure out the name of the song right now. So you'll probably go to the DJ booth, and of course, because the DJ's job is to actually know the songs that he's playing, you go up to him and go like, hey, you know, well, what was the name of that song? It ends up being that, you know, he'll be like, let me see. So he'll probably open it up if he doesn't know the artist. He'll probably look at the CD and then realize it's one of those burnt blank CDs, which of course has no writing on it. So he'll either tell you he doesn't know, which means the DJ doesn't know his own music or what he's actually playing, which is not a good sign for a club. Or he'll tell you, oh, it's artist XYZ. But of course, you being the great addicted to salsa addict that you are, you'll tell yourself, wait a second, no way, that's not the voice of artist XYZ. I know XYZ style and voice, and that's not him. That usually happens to me when they say, oh yeah, it's Hector Lavoe. I'm like, no way, dude, I know what Hector Lavoe sounds like, I know what Frank Reese sounds like, and that's not them. If not, I would have already known the name of the song, right? So, what do you do? Well, I'm going to kind of give you a couple tips to try and figure out the name of a song, or to figure out what song is playing based on what you've heard at the actual club. Now, this first trick works mainly because, in theory, you've been listening to a lot of salsa music and a lot of different artists. So you can now start to segregate what artists sound like. Something, what other artists have this type of style or have these signature, I guess, you know, instrumentation in them. You know, just like you would differentiate salsa from bachata and merengue, you can actually go down and differentiate the style of salsa, whether it's modern salsa like Victor Manuel, Roy Ruiz, with, you know, a lead vocal, or orchestra style salsa like El Gran Combo de Puerto Rico, Sonora Carruseles, et cetera, et cetera. Or the classic, salsa de barrio, you know, Héctor Lavoe, Willy Colón, all the old good classics, right? So the main thing is to figure out, by listening to that song, what section it fits in your salsa library, whether it's an older song or if it's a newer song. Usually older songs, you'll probably know if it's Willy Colon or Héctor Lavoe just by the sound of their voice, right? And usually what type of instruments that they're using, and if it's a slow or if it's a little bit faster song, but it's maybe not so clear. Orchestra style salsa, you can tell when, of course, there's multiple people actually singing the lead part of the vocals or the lead part of the chorus, right? I mean, it feels like there's a lot more instruments in the actual room. It's not just like a soundtrack put below a lead vocal, which is what the modern salsa sounds like. You know, Rey Ruiz, Victor Manuel, Gilberto Santa Rosa, you can kind of listen that to their songs, that basically you can listen to that their vocals are really like one separate track compared to the rest of the instruments. It's a subtle difference, but after you listen to so much salsa, you can actually tell the difference between those different styles. Of course, there's multiple more styles, but I'm just giving you a few to get you started. Now, to help you differentiate these kind of types of salsa styles, I'm going to play a little bit of each type, and I'm going to let you guess. First listen to them, figure out for yourself what the differences are. And then in the end, I'll tell you which ones belong to which one. So here we go. Me encanta su estrategia, que me va enamorando. Me está gustando, me encanta su estrategia, que me va enamorando. Ya.
Todo pasó como si fuera un sueño, tú te fuiste lejos, nunca más te vi. Y cada noche busco tu recuerdo cuando me doy cuenta de que te perdí. Y ahora yo, desde que no estás, no sé de...
Se le fue, mi bendito es el Señor. Se le fue la mujer, vaya
pa' Nueva York. So, are you ready for the key code? Well, the first one is actually, I mean, of course, just to make sure, these are my categorizations. Kind of the keys that I use to actually just do that initial separation of, oh, it's this type of music or it's that type of music. So the first one is actually modern. That's Gilberto Santa Rosa singing. The second one is orchestra style salsa, which is actually La Sonora Ponceña. The next one, of course, if you don't recognize the voice already, is Héctor Lavoe. So that's kind of old school, you know, or hardcore salsa. The next one is modern, and that's actually Rey Ruiz. And the last one is actually orchestra, which is El Gran Combo de Puerto Rico. Genres, or subcategories, better said, right? I don't want to get into trouble with the other salsa addicts out there. So you're going to get this emphasis on the main vocal, right, which is the lead singer, which is really who you're buying, right? You don't Orquesta de El Gran Combo de Puerto Rico, you buy the orchestra CD, right? When you buy Rey Ruiz, you're really buying Rey Ruiz or Gilberto or Victor Manuel. So you kind of get an idea of how it actually is. So of course there's more emphasis on the main voice, and of course it's very subtle, but if you can hear it very clearly, there is a strict separation between the vocal track and the instrumentation track. So their instruments aren't really prevalent, and they don't feel like they were recorded together as compared to, the way they would record. I mean, they record the same way, but it's just the way you listen to it. You can, you can tell that they were actually recorded separately more prevalently than when you hear an orchestra or old school track. Now, in an old school salsa song, you can kind of tell that the instrumentations are a little bit longer in the intros. And of course, the music doesn't, not that it doesn't fit the beat or the clave or the rhythm very well, it's just a little bit different. It's harder to tell where the beat is just because of the way it's structured, right? And you can tell, of course, most of the old classics, you can tell it's mainly by the big artists, right? Hector Lavoe, Willie Colon, Frankie Ruiz, Larry Harlow, all that stuff. So you can tell that the beat is a little bit less prevalent, but there is more instrumentation, and the voice is also used as part of the instrumentation, and it matches very well with the song that's being played. The last one, orchestra style, you can kind of tell that the chorus is more prevalent. It actually, the chorus and the lead singer for that orchestra play along together in the very beginning of the song. So you can kind of tell that, you know, it is more orchestra type when you actually start listening to the chorus more often in the song. And of course, the main thing about orchestra is also you can hear that more integrated feel between the voice or the vocals, right? The chorus and all the instruments being played. Usually in orchestra style salsa, they're actually going to have longer solos. Usually modern salsa, you don't really hear a lot of, you know, instrumentation solos the same way you would hear an orchestra style song or an old classic song. So that's another pretty good giveaway. Now, with that said, let's take a break from our regularly scheduled programming and listen to a song. Now, while you listen to the song, see if you can actually put some of that skill set to the test. Based on your experiences with all the music you've heard and that is in your library, try and figure out where this song actually falls into your categories, into your personal categories. This is El Conjunto Clásico with the song Vámonos de Rumba.
Derrumba.
No sabe de rumba, no sabe lo que se pierde.
Y aquel que
Now, to get off track, now, due to the painkillers you prescribed, I am allowed to be unprofessional today. So I'm going to talk about us, I don't know, something, some thoughts that came up to mind while kind of going through that modern orchestra and hardcore old school salsa that you just listened to. And it's mainly that I just remembered how my salsa taste have changed ever since I started dancing. And it's funny because when I first started dancing, I used to listen to a lot of modern salsa. And as years went by, I actually ended up not liking it as much. I used to be a big fan of Victor Manuel, Marc Anthony, and Ray Ruiz. And don't get me wrong, I mean, they're good people. But it's funny how it changes. I went from that to, you know, listen to a lot of El Gran Combo Puerto Rico, Sonora Ponceña. And then most recently to, I'm more into the big kind of more mambo orchestra style of music, which is more of a mixture of like old school salsa with, you know, the Hector Lavoe, Willie Colon, which I still love. I mean, don't get me wrong, but mixed with that orchestra, more orchestra feel to it, you know, and there is a lot of old school salsa that is like that. But it's interesting to note how it actually changes. And I think it's changed based on my dancing style. Because I've moved more to on two, now here we go again, we're going to get some hate mail, but because I've moved more to the mambo style of salsa, right, I've gotten more, I guess, I've enjoyed more dancing to the songs that are more old school or more orchestra style salsa, just because they have that flavor to them that, you know, a regular modern salsa doesn't have, which are mainly on one songs. Now, I'll stop there because I get enough hate mail from most of you. No, okay, just kidding. But it's a very important point because it also reminded me that when I started first teaching salsa, a lot of people complained, especially when I used to, you know, host events and whatnot. A lot of people complained how, oh, this salsa song is too slow to dance salsa. And I just realized that I actually now enjoy more dancing to slow salsa songs than I do to fast songs. And I think the main reason was that when people are first starting to learn how to dance salsa, right? This is just a theory, right? I haven't, of course, proved it. But when they're first starting to learn salsa, they worry about the steps and trying to match the steps. And if the song is too slow, you know, they don't know what to do with the time in between. And that's really interesting. Why? Well, it's mainly because the slower the song, you might feel that you don't, your combinations are just too slow to make them interesting. But on the contrary, because they're slow, you should be putting more body movements to it, savoring every step, you know, actually enjoying the music and actually playing with instruments because you have so much more time. But I think when you're starting off and you only really know the beginner, you know, kind of combinations and whatnot, you don't really realize that and you feel like every salsa song should actually be fast. But I think maybe as you get, you know, more developed and more confidence in your styling and in your footwork, you might end up doing what I did and basically enjoying slow salsa songs more than actually fast salsa songs. I think it's mainly because now fast salsa songs, somehow I actually feel rushed, you know, having to dance with them and, oh, gotta do this, gotta do that. And there's not enough time to style and to move and to really, you know, converse with the instruments. Now, going back to the main reason for this podcast, which is basically to give you some tips to help you find the name of a given song that you liked at a club. One of the main things is actually the chorus of the song. And this is probably the most important thing that I could tell you, right? If you pay attention to the chorus of the song, 9 times out of 10, you will already have the name of the song. I'm not sure why is it that way, but statistically speaking, usually the name of the song just correlates completely to the chorus, or at least the chorus sings the name of the song, or they name the song after whatever the lyrics are for the chorus. And that makes it just a thing, just makes finding the song much, much easier. If you have a Spanish friend at the club or whatnot and you don't understand what they're saying in the song, just ask them, hey, what are they saying? And maybe somebody can write it down, and of course, you can just Google it up from there. So here I'm going to play a song by Hector Lavoe. I'm not going to tell you what the name of the song is, but maybe by listening to the chorus, which is going to happen a lot, you can kind of figure out what it sounds like and maybe try and figure out what the name of the song is.
Protección.
So you already probably have it by now. The chorus says, Para Ochun y Yemaya. So the name of the song is actually called Para Ochun. So actually Yemaya is part of the album name. But if you probably would have Googled that up, you probably would have actually gotten that it was an active level song and you would have gotten what the song name is. Very simple. But because I like quizzes, I'm going to see if I can test you. So I'm going to play a couple songs and their chorus. And you're going to try and figure out what they're actually saying. And hopefully we'll see which ones belong to what song name. So here we go. The chorus said La Justicia, which means justice.
En mi cama nadie es como tú. No he podido encontrar la mujer que dibuje mi cuerpo en cada rincón sin que sobre un pedazo de piel ahí ven. Devórame otra vez. Ven, devórame otra vez. Ven, castígame con tus deseos más que el vivo.
The chorus in this one said, Devórame otra vez, which means, devour me one more time. And no, it wasn't the theme song for Jurassic Park. The chorus said, Entre el fuego y la pared, which means between the fire and the wall. It's equivalent to the English one of between a rock and a hard place, except in this Spanish version, you probably can die. The chorus in this one is Ollarde, which is just one word. However, they say Ollarde lleve mi uña, which actually for a Spanish speaker sounds like Hoy arde mi uña, which translates to Today my nail hurts. This last one was, juguete de nadie, which means no one's toy. Now, I didn't mention the artist names or the full name of the song. That way, you can actually use the name of the chorus and actually using maybe search engines, Google, Yahoo, Pandora, or Rhapsody, you can actually figure out what the name of the song is. So, that's your homework.
Anastasia es un viejito muy singular, que le gustan los pollitos pa' vacilar. Pero Anastasia es un viejito muy singular, que le gustan los pollitos pa' vacilar. Él se pasa todo el baile apretando sin cesar, y las muchachas le gritan esta frase popular.
No, 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 este soco
Anastasio acá coge suave, suave la cosa, porque si no, bailando te sofoca.
No, 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 este soco
cuando
acá
las muchachas oye, mira, lo ven apretar, enseguida se ponen a correr.
Now, of course, that's not the only trick you need. Of course, you need to put more than one trick together. And this next trick is a little bit more advanced, because you really need to know your artists and the people who actually play the instruments in the song. Usually they're pretty famous. And usually they end up being the band leaders for the actual orchestra. In most cases, the simple version is that, you know, the artist's the name of the artist singing will actually say his own name. So for example, Enclave might just say, "Oh, this is Enclave singing." However, in other cases where the lead singer is not, I guess, the main artist, right, in an orchestra style, there will usually be a solo section in the actual song. And right before that solo section, or maybe in the middle of it, or right when it's starting, the lead singer will mention the name of the person playing the instrument that will solo right now. And in some cases, of course, you'll hear that clearly, and you'll know, okay, well, this has to be the artist based on that, for that performer or that player of that instrument. So, for example, if you hear the name Papo Lucas, you already know, of course, Papo Lucas, and you hear a piano solo, right? You already know it has to be La Sonora Ponceña singing that song that you like. If it's Larry Harlow, you already know it's Larry Harlow's orchestra. If you hear a drum solo or anything similar to that, and you hear Rey Barreto, you already know, well, of course, it's Rey Barreto. Same thing with Roberto Roena. You would know it's Roberto Roena and the Eighth Wonder of the World, or Su Apollo Sound, his Apollo Sound. So listening to the names of the artists will actually tell you which band they belong to and which band is playing. And while you might not get the whole name of the song, you at least can narrow it down for that specific artist. Now, with that said, I'm going to be playing a song called La Cartera. Now, pay attention to it because there's going to be a piano solo coming up, and you'll notice that a name is being said. And, of course, the nickname for that artist is also being said. So I'll tell you what the name of it is to see if you actually get it right at the end of the song. Here we go. Did you get it? Well, actually, that was Larry Harlow. And El Judío Maravilloso is his nickname, which means the Jewish marvel. Now, why did I make this episode? Well, it's because I kind of had to go through the same process multiple times, and I think, you know, maybe sharing my experiences on how I find songs might help be helpful to you to find the songs that you actually like. Now, in most cases, because I've listened to so much salsa and I know the artists and I know, you know, each artist's style and most of the song names, you know, it's pretty easy to figure out what a song is. And of course, mainly because I know Spanish, right? If I didn't know Spanish, this would be a lot harder. However, there was this one song called Son para un Sonero, which I had a very hard time trying to find. And the main reason was that the part of the song, the chorus specifically, didn't match the title of the song. And of course, the DJ didn't really know the artist who was singing it. And I had a pretty harsh time trying to find it, especially even, you know, going through Google, because it's not a really famous song. In the sense, it is kind of famous, except the reason why I had so much trouble finding it was that every sound sample that was out there only gave me part of the song, and the unique part about the song was that the beginning part doesn't really match the part that I actually like about the song, which is hard because then when you only hear a sound sample and you realize, that's not what I was dancing to at the club that time, you might disregard that artist or that song. However, I went to this website called Rhapsody.com, which is where I usually go to. Of course, not to buy music. I buy music at iTunes because Rhapsody, you can only rent the music. However, they have this little player which lets you play up to 30 tracks for free completely. And the good thing about that is that if you really have questions or doubt about a specific song, you can actually try and find the song in their catalog and actually play completely and see if that's the actual song that you want. And if it is, then you can, of course, go buy it somewhere else. But at least you're making sure that that song that you're looking for is that exact same song. And of course, once you get it right, you know the artist and you know the exact song name. Now, with that said, the song that I wanted was called Son para el Sonero. And the version that I got was by Quinto Mayor. And I will play it to you now.
Son, vano es.
Now, hopefully you've learned something useful today. I know I've learned never to do a podcast while taking painkillers. So, anyways, I'll be going to the LA Congress this weekend, so hopefully I'll see some of you guys there. I'll be there Friday through Sunday. So if you go to the website a lot, feel free to say hi, and hopefully I'll dance with some of you. So that's it for today. My name is Anthony Prasad, and until next time, I'll see you at the club.
De la perla del sur, ese Papo Luca, hacer el. ese fue el lamento de Concepción. Sí, señor.